welcome to the Atma podcast. I'm here with Jordan. How you doing?
Hello.
Mate?
Sorry.
I was saying, how's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, all right. Been to the gym this morning and I've fucked my legs. Happy days. I don't think I've actually injured myself, but they're in considerable pain. So I'm just going to leave it for a while.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, any form of cardio that I do at the gym includes legs. So that's not going to be a good couple of sessions at the weekend. But yeah, we'll have to just survive, I guess, you know, pull through. What have you been up to, mate?
Just work.
Yeah.
And back to the gym myself.
Nice. Have you got into like some sort of rhythm now that you've been back from holiday for a few days?
Yeah, no, it's good. Today's my first day off, sort of like this week for just recovery, really.
Cool.
But yeah.
Is your jet lag gone?
Yeah, I think so. Thank fuck. Because like, it was ruining my evenings. You know, I was asleep by like 7.
Yeah, because you've got to think, really like, the time difference is like not a couple of hours. It's fucking loads, isn't it?
Yeah. It's 7-8 hours.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So we'll take a while to adjust. Especially, what time did you fly back? Was it quite early or quite late?
Well, it's hard to say because, like, when we flew, it was when we started flying, it was like 10 at night,
right?
And then we flew for like 30 hours. Well, you know, over the course of the travel was over the course of 33 hours, so yeah, it's a hard one to kind of,
I can't stand travel in any form, let alone having to stop over, wait places to get another plane. It's all fuck me. But I swear it's got to be done.
Yeah.
Today, everyone, what are we talking about? I'm sure if you've clicked on the thumbnail, you would have seen. There's a bit of a royal conspiracy going around. Don't know if you've heard. That Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales. Where is she? What's she doing? What's she been up to?
Fuck's sake.
I just will preface this episode. I do believe it is the belief of Jordan and myself that we don't really buy much into this conspiracy, but
yeah,
we're just you know, giving you what's being said, you know.
Yeah, but I say I've already, because on my Facebook, this was like before she was seen again, which has only just spiraled even more.
Yeah.
I literally just put, because I hadn't really looked into it too much at all. I just overheard a few conversations about it. So I just posted like, oh, what does everyone think of this Kate Middleton conspiracy thing? That's all I said. What does everyone think about it?
Yeah.
Fucking comments, man. I mean, admittedly, you know, I don't know. No, it isn't. What do I expect? Because I was just asking a fucking question. Last time I checked, you can ask fucking questions. Yeah. Oh, leave her alone. Leave her alone. What do you mean, leave her alone? I asked a fucking question. You know, like, all right, I get it. You know, fucking, but Jesus Christ. It was as if I just, like, plastered on the internet, like, I don't know, Kate is a lizard who has disappeared. It's like, no, I said, what's this conspiracy about? What are your thoughts?
It's funny enough. That's one of conspiracies coming up, actually. No, I'm joking. But yeah. It's almost as if, if you don't say that, everything would have been fine. If you hadn't have raised that question, nothing would have been untoward said about Kate Middleton. It's like, it doesn't matter. And you didn't say anything. It was literally just ask the question, and people are like, oh, you're just spreading the fucking hate, blah, blah, blah.
And do you want to know what the beautiful irony is?
Go on.
So here's a little crash course in social media, right? So even with a following, reach is entirely determined by the people viewing it, right? And if you comment saying, leave her alone, leave her alone, the social media engine is going to be like, oh, someone has interacted with this post, so I'm going to push it further.
Yeah.
So if you want these things to, you know, cease and shit, don't interact with them.
There you go.
I mean, we can't leave her alone. I asked a fucking question.
We have said it so many times. People are, even down to people who will comment something just plain nasty or just criticize you for no reason. If you engage with the content, you make it spread further. So if you're someone trying to say, don't spread this, the best thing you do is shut up and scroll past it.
Exactly.
And just forget that it exists.
So fucking funny.
But people
don't.
And that's why we're talking about the conspiracy on this podcast. Because let's be honest, if it hadn't got the traction it did, no one would be talking about it.
Nope.
But there we go. Before we go on, I just want to say hello to Brandon in the chat if you want to join us for the lives. Brandon, Ashton, and Tom, thank you for joining us.
Hello, everyone.
We may be pushing it back to 6 o'clock next Thursday. If obviously me, Jordan, and Dan have all agreed that it'd be a better time for us all to push it back.
Yeah.
Push it back to six, so we'll do that. But yeah, so I'm just going to take you through basically a timeline of events. Now, weirdly, the only place that I could find this information in a clear manner was on the British Vogue website. So there's going to be a few nods to, obviously, Vogue being a fashion kind of, you know, information hub. They do a timeline of what the events that have happened to Kate Middleton since the turn of the year. And then they inexplicably start talking about what she was wearing at the time. I don't really give a fuck about that, but it's on point. It's on brand. So I'll try my best to leave that stuff out. But yeah, we'll start with the timeline and go from there. Also, we do have the games tier list to finish off. So we'll see how far we get. You know, if this conspiracy takes us about 10 minutes, which there isn't a lot, I would say there's probably not a great deal of solid evidence for this, but we'll go for it anyway. So I'll read from the Vogue website on this one, so you will have to bear with me. 17th of January 2024, Kensington Palace announces Kate Middleton's abdominal surgery. Oh, I will just say, her 25th of December was the last time she was seen in a royal engagement. So that's why everyone was like, where the fuck is she? But 17th January this year, she's announced to have surgery. A few weeks later, Kensington Palace released a statement saying that the Princess of Wales had been admitted to hospital for abdominal surgery due to medical advice. She would not return to public duties until after Easter. That, for me, is a great bit for them to claw back any sort of credibility, because as soon as they say they, well, we told you what, she wasn't going to be seen in public probably until after Easter, but everyone's like, no, she should still be in public, blah blah blah, but people like to spin up shit. The statement also asks for privacy. The Princess of Wales appreciates the interest this statement will generate. A Kensington Palace representative wrote, she hopes that the public will understand her desire to maintain as much normalcy for her children as possible. 17th of January, Buckingham Palace, interestingly, on the same day, Buckingham Palace announces King Charles is seeking treatment for an enlarged prostate. A few hours later, after Kate Middleton's medical news, King Charles announced some of his own. He was seeking treatment for a large prostate. The difference between the two household statements is noticeable, with Charles being much more specific about his condition. Fast forward to the 29th of January 2024. The Princess of Wales returns home from the hospital. In late January, news broke that Princess of Wales returned home to Windsor from the London clinic. Unlike her father-in-law, whose departure was photographed, there are no images of her leaving the hospital, underlying her desire for privacy. This is another thing that people are kind of clinging to. Is, I feel like if you're the king, it's really difficult. Like, really difficult to be not in the public eye ever, really. Because you're there to be in the public eye. I mean, you're I mean, long gone are the days where the king or the queen does, you know, stuff to do with government or, you know, rulings or laws. That's long gone. So now it's very much just a kind of placeholder, almost like a, dare I say it, a tourist attraction. I don't know. I mean, it's probably a bit harsh.
It brings in a lot of tourism.
It does. So I feel it's a little bit easier for the Princess of Wales to have privacy compared to the king.
Yeah.
That's my observation of that. Into the 5th of February, King Charles announces his cancer diagnosis. A week later, Buckingham Palace shared that Prince Charles is seeking treatment for cancer. He remains wholly positive about the treatment and looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible, Buckingham Palace says. They also revealed the motivation behind the public relations decision. His Majesty has chosen to share his diagnosis to prevent speculation and hope it may assist public understanding for all those around the world who are affected by cancer. A few days later, he released another statement thanking the public for their support. In the time since, Charles has continued to make the occasional appearances, such as meeting ambassadors from Algeria. And what country is that? Mauritania,
I think. Yeah.
At Buckingham Palace on the 6th of March. So the king has obviously gone back in to the public eye, as you kind of expect him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the conspiracy theorists will say, you know, he's had a cancer diagnosis. He's obviously having treatment for cancer, but he's still in the public eye. Do you think there's anything you could possibly pick at thus far in this?
Well, the only thing that comes to my mind, which I don't believe, is the guy that I work with who said, oh yeah, have you noticed all of these royals and that are disappearing? That's because they're getting them into the bunkers for the World War III that's now coming.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So they're taking Charles, they're taking Kate, they're just slowly taking them all out of the public view, putting them underground.
That's a strange... I mean, it's not that strange to think that the world is kind of on the brink of war, but it's strange that this is the signifier of that.
Yeah.
Like, they're taking all these people and putting them in the bunkers.
Yeah.
You got to imagine the royal bunkers, if there is a royal bunker, which I suspect there probably is.
Oh, there definitely would be, yeah.
That's going to be the absolute tits, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be wall-to-wall marble underground.
Yeah.
Where it is naturally, I think. I don't know. I'm not a geologist. But, it's going to be a lavish bunker. It's not going to be made just for purpose. It's going to be made for luxury as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if...
I don't know. I mean, my other downfall in all of this stuff, because obviously it's current events, I don't watch the news and I don't have social media. I know I have a Facebook page that I post via, but I don't like have a personal Facebook that I use or anything like that. So I don't have social media. I don't watch the news. That's why like the whole Kate thing came as a shock to me, which is why I posted the question on Facebook. But yeah so I don't really, you know, follow all this stuff to know what is kind of, you know, weird and what's not, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I've not seen anything about this on the news again because I don't watch regular television, don't watch news channels. I don't really pay attention to much news on social media. Like, I don't follow news pages. I mean, I still get the occasional stuff pop up. But what I do see is a lot of people like screaming about this from both sides. People that are convinced they're like, you know, higher beings, aliens, lizards, whatever. And you've got other people who are like ultra, ultra, ultra royalists who just want to defend the royal family as if they're their own family.
Yeah.
Which is, for me, is a strange perspective either way. Like,
yeah.
So leave her alone. So we're not actually doing anything to her. Let's be clear. We're asking, is this...
And there is a thing called freedom of speech.
You see, there's not there anymore. You can't say what you want, because everyone is under the impression that if they are upset about what you say, you should be thrown in prison. It's the only thing. That is literally the only punishment that fits the crime. That isn't even a crime. So the 5th of February, we'll continue the timeline. So skipping forward to the 27th of February, Prince William pulls out of a memorial service for his godfather. In late February, Prince William announced he could no longer attend a memorial service for his godfather, King Constantine of Greece. Jesus Christ, they're really, you know, not scraping the barrel, but they're reaching far here. Due to personal reasons, while anonymous royal sources told news outlets like CNN there was no connection between the cancellation and the princess's health, it sparked more speculation. Soon it turned into full-fledged social media moment as rumours began to swirl about the princess's whereabouts. Much of the commentary was humorous, memes abundant about Middleton attending the failed Glasgow Willy Wonka experience, but some of it was salacious and slanderous. I would love to know what was actually slanderous about it, but anyway. 29th of February 2024, Kensington Palace reiterates its original statement. After 48 hours of wild internet speculation, Kensington Palace confirmed their original statement to people. We were very clear from the outset that the Princess of Wales was out until after Easter, and Kensington Palace would only be providing updates when something was significant, they told the outlet. They also added the princess was doing well, in quotation marks. I will also point out that there's a couple, I have got a couple of images which will pertain to later in the timeline. One of which is like a family photo, which they have admitted that has been altered, which again is just like,
oh yeah, the photo, yeah,
fuel on a fire to conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
And there's also a public appearance, which I think is the latest public appearance of Kate, but people claim it's not Kate. I have an image of that. I would show the video, but we all know what happens when you do that on YouTube. That's all. I'm not, just don't want to open myself up for that. So,
yeah. Yeah. No.
4th of March 2024, paparazzi capture the Princess of Wales driving around Windsor. On the 4th of March, TMZ published grainy paparazzi photos of the princess and her mother driving in an Audi around Windsor Castle. The British press refrained from sharing the images due to the princess's privacy. 10th of March, the Prince and Princess of Wales share a photo for Mother's Day. This is the photo I was talking about, the first one.
Ah, yes.
To mark Mother's Day, Prince William and Kate Middleton post a photograph of the princess along with her three children on their social media accounts. The palace said it was taken by William last week in Windsor. Now, I'm going to pop that on screen just for people to look at. Obviously, if you are listening to this, I mean, it's just a picture of her kids and Kate. But there are a few things, apparently, that don't add up. So I'll remove this and quickly put this on screen for the viewers. Right, let's zoom in a bit. Now, Jordan, you edit photographs quite a bit. Is there anything that catches your eye immediately about this photo? You may already know of the things that they're talking about. I don't know.
The kid. I don't know the royal kids' names. The kid on the front, at the left, sorry. His finger's a bit fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, that does look a bit fucked. That thing, I'll zoom in for people.
That doesn't... His middle finger's like emerging from his index finger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I've heard about this picture, but I haven't. If I'll be completely honest, I don't fucking care. Like, it's just like, I don't give a fuck about the Royals. I don't give a fuck whether this, you know what I mean? It's just, it's, and like the fact that people do, like, fair enough, like, but so that's why I haven't like looked into the photo or anything. But like from a glimpse, if I hadn't noticed his finger, I don't think I would say, you know, I'm not saying that it's not, but I would, I don't think that that, maybe the shadow around her head looks a little bit superimposed, but I wouldn't say that that is photoshopped. I would say that if anything, it's a photo that's maybe been touched up, but then every photo is touched up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I don't know. Is it, has it been confirmed? Has it, that this is,
yeah, this is, they have confirmed that. I think we'll get into the wording of it in a bit, but I think they did confirm that it was either William or Kate that admitted to altering the image, and they played it off as if, like, oh, we were just a bit, you know, overexcited about using photo edit and slot, you know, just altering sort of stuff on the photo. We're, you know, amateur photo editors, basically, was their kind of explanation for it, but they have admitted that it has been altered. But I am 100% with you. I would not give that a second look. One, because like you, I don't give a fuck about the royal family. Yeah. And two, there's nothing immediately that I'd go, oh, that's fucked.
So his hand. I can't figure out that hand. So he's got two index fingers.
Yeah, that there's also, again, this conspiracies will literally spring from anywhere and anything. There is a conspiracy going around that there's secret messaging in the photograph from the amount of crossed fingers and hands. I didn't even want to dive into that. So I don't know what the crossed hands and fingers are meant to mean, if they mean anything at all. Which I don't think they do. The one thing that I suppose does stand out the most to me is how blurry her right arm is, or right hand is, rather. That's it. Considering her left.
That could just be she was pulling the kid in as the shutter went down.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just, fuck me, man. It's just insane.
But yeah. I'll get there. I'll read the timeline on. They do explain, like I said, that it was confirmed to be edited.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm surprised they even gave a response to it, to be honest.
Well, that's normally the Royals thing, isn't it? It's like any sort of, I'm not saying this is a scandal, but any sort of like thing like that, the whole thing is just don't say anything. Don't talk to anyone. That's why when Prince Andrew doing that interview was so unfounded, because they don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, they just keep quiet until everyone fucking moves on and then just crack on.
Interestingly enough, you bring that up. I'm pretty sure there's a new Netflix. I don't know if it's a film. I think it's a film about the people who did the interview.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that. That looks great.
That looks cool.
No, I don't give a fuck. Well, I don't really give a fuck about this story, to be honest, but it's, you know, Prince Andrew's fucking... That interview is one of the most insane things I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Yeah.
Just the arrogance of the man to think that he could pass off what he tried to fucking pass off just shows the level of delusion that some of them have.
Yeah. Amber said the window at the back has a weird bit. And then Stuart agrees and says, Amber's correct. The left-hand side of the picture with the hand and also the window frame is off. We'll have another look at it in a second.
The window frame?
Right. At first, it seemed to clearly refute all the conspiracy theories. However, on Sunday night, the Associated Press issued a kill order, an industry term for retracting an image. At closer inspection, it appears that the source has manipulated the image. The AP said it's... In its advisory, no replacement photo will be sent. Indeed, the photo had been altered. Princess Charlotte's left hand did not match up with the sleeve on her sweater. Middleton's zipper was misaligned, and some body parts, including a knee and a hand, were awkwardly blurred. Almost immediately, speculation about the princess's true condition reached fever pitch. I'll read this next bit, which is where they basically admitted that it was edited. 11th of March, Kate Middleton issues a personal apology on social media. The next morning, the princess tried to explain the mishap on the family's official accounts. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with the editing, she wrote on X. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. Yet the damage had been done. The photo had been removed from several wires and unpublished from the media outlets like the New York Times. In the process, the credibility of the royal family was shaken and the conversation around her well-being continued to grow. So I'm going to put that image back on the screen. What were the three things they said there? So the zipper, the sleeve of Charlotte's left hand, and also a couple of body parts. I think one of them I mentioned, the hand, yeah, that were blurred. Right, let's see if we can spot them, because I didn't fucking know. I'm going to zoom into that left hand.
It's not on the screen, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Let's have a look. The cuff is cut off. What?
Where? Is it this bit here?
That's the right. Or is it her left? No, that's the right. Oh, on the left-hand side. Fucking hell, man.
Mm.
If you're noticing that, what the fuck, man?
And the zipper. The zipper. I'm not sure. Are they talking about the left side zipper or this side? I don't know about that.
Yeah, could be under his hand. And then the window frame went or something.
I don't know. I can't see it myself, to be honest.
But like, I don't get it. I don't understand though. But then this is also kind of feeding into the conspiracy. I don't understand. Because even their statement about it, like, oh, I'm an amateur photographer, but I just dabbled in the editing. Like, what the fuck is she doing with the editing? What is she editing?
Yeah.
A sleeve, a door frame, a kid's hand. Like, what the fuck is she editing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why go for them?
What are you doing? It's all a bit weird.
I suppose...
Now I'm fucking feeding into it.
That's it. Well, I've turned around. This is full blown. She might not be with us anymore. I'm guessing they're talking about this bit here. That does look a bit weird. Like almost as if the pane of glass is like manipulated. I don't know. And also here, but that could just be like the edging. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just spent 1 second looking at it. I was like, okay, photo. Scroll past.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm not an internet sleuth, so you know these guys, they know what they're doing, clearly. Alright, let's put the timeline back up. What else was there on here? She issues the apology. And an eight, like, this is another thing we'll go into in a second. Another photo. Sure.
3 days ago.
Yeah. 18th of March, paparazzi photos emerge of Kate Middleton and Prince William in Windsor, a day after a report in The Sun claimed that the Waleses, never heard it, you know, used that term before, but anyway, were spotted at a farm shop in Windsor. TMZ published alleged photo evidence of the trip on the 18th of March. The photos are blurry, but do show what appears to be a casually dressed William and a smiling Kate walking into the store. Will this quell the constantly churning rumour mill? Only time will tell. It didn't.
No, it fucking didn't. It didn't. Made everything so much worse.
Because now the claim is that this photo I'm about to show you, the claim is from the conspiracy theorists that this is not Kate. Let's just get out of the way. They're saying this is not Kate. So let me just get this on screen. And it is blurry. It's going to be shit quality. So don't come at me for it.
Well, it's a conspiracy. It's never going to be crystal clear, is it?
Exactly. That is...
I mean, that doesn't look like her.
I don't personally think it looks like it. I mean, they've got the same hair color, and they've got
similar
frame. I'm not
saying it's not her for the internet's benefit. I'm just saying it doesn't look like her. It could be. She could have lost some weight, maybe a bit gaunt, but I'm just saying, in this angle, with this blur, it doesn't look like her.
Yeah. It just, I don't know, like a smile, like a shape of her mouth looks different. And again, I'm clutching at straws because it's a grainy ass photo. I mean, there could be arguments to say that don't even look like William. So,
but playing devil's advocate here, is this devil's advocate? I don't know what I'm doing. Obviously, this whole thing, unless they want to fucking feed into this conspiracy, if that isn't Kate, why the fuck, it would be moronic to try and pull off a doppelganger.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, if there is something here to this conspiracy, yeah, and they have killed her off or whatever the fuck people think has happened, they could just carry on with her being out of the public eye.
Yeah.
Why would you get a doppelganger that doesn't quite look right to only fuel this more, unless they are morons?
Yeah, I mean, so it's a monument.
Taking
risk.
That logic away from it, that has to be her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a monumental risk otherwise. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why put even the grain of thought into anyone's mind that that might not be her by using the doppelganger? So, but yeah, a lot of people are now. It's the admission from Kate that she edited the photograph. That was one nail in the coffin, according to the conspiracy theorists. This photograph, where people can't see clearly if it is Kate, so they've jumped to the conclusion that it isn't, is another nail. So
yeah,
it seems, I don't want to say low-hanging fruit, but it's not a great bar for like evidence in terms of conspiracy theories, but we all know everything's a conspiracy theory till it's not. I just personally don't think that this one's really got much to go on.
But have we been paid by the royal family to say this?
Exactly. Are we, you know, acolytes for the lizard overlord that is Kate Middleton?
Have they got to us? You don't know.
I mean, it may have got to us. That's it. You got to try and figure that out for yourselves. You know, what do you guys think? Do you think that's Kate? Do you think she's good at editing photographs? Is she still alive? I don't know. I mean, I think she probably is, but each to their own. Yeah. What are we rating that? I don't know why I'm going into rating this conspiracy theory, but I thought, fuck it, might as well. What are you rating out of 10? In terms of, like, likeliness?
I just don't believe it. I just don't believe
it. That's a zero, that is. Are you saying zero?
I think it's a zero.
Oof. I'll go a one, maybe a two, purely because it's the royal family.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are other stuff that the royal family has done and hidden and, you know, tried to throw people off the scent. So this, I'm just saying, in this case, because it's the royal family and they've done some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a one.
Nice. I just want it to be known that conspiracy side and royalist side, I don't give a fuck either way. Okay, I just want it out there in the ether.
Yeah, I just want to double.
I know there are passionate people on both sides.
Yeah,
I just want you to know, I don't care.
No. Whether
okay,
let's just double down on this. Okay, whether you're someone who thinks that the royals are lizard overlords, reptiles, or whether you are someone who buys every bit of crockery that is ever released with anything to do with the royals, I think you are as equally as bad as each other.
Yeah, well, there we go. That's it.
Do you know what I mean?
There we go.
You can't get any more clearer than that. I don't give a fuck about the royal family either. But here we are talking about it on a podcast. So we talked about the royal family. Let's go for a straight up, out of nowhere RKO segue into the games tier list.
Nice.
That's it. Absolutely butcher it. I don't give a fuck. I don't even know how many games we've got left. I think it was quite a few. Let's have a look. I was going to say, I hope they kept the order we put them in, because that would have been awful if not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14. I've played a few of them.
Nice.
You would have played a few of these as well.
See, now, I don't know what to... So this Ori and the Will of the Wisps, that's actually the sequel. I've played Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yeah.
Which I thought was visually stunning. In fact, if you type in Duty Rhino, Ori and the Blind Forest, you'll find a Let's Play.
There you go.
But, yeah, visually it was stunning. The soundtrack to it as well was awesome. It's like a platform puzzle type thing.
But you haven't played that one.
I haven't played this one, no, unfortunately not.
As people will probably know, if you listen or watch me talk about games, I'm not a massive platformer fan, so you won't be surprised to know that I haven't played Ori, any of the games. No. So that's going and haven't played. Ironically, the biggest amount of games is in the haven't played tier. So,
yeah,
don't know what that says about us. Bayonetta, never played it.
Isn't this like soft porn?
I don't know. I mean,
just go on Google Images.
What, sharing the screen or separate?
I don't know. It's up to you.
I'll go.
I'm pretty sure it's like pretty provocative, unless I'm completely fucking wrong.
Images.
Look, maybe I've just seen some heavy cosplays of Bayonetta.
That's it. I mean, they do heavily focus on the derriere.
Ah, yeah. Apparently, Bayonetta is a great game, though. Like,
it's weird because she kind of looks like a really in shape librarian.
There you go.
With guns.
But so, I haven't played it.
I have not played it either. So there you go. That's my review of Bayonetta.
Quite possibly the worst Call of Duty.
Wow, you're straight out of the bat.
It is Cold War was a fucking abomination. The movement was horrific. It was a graphical downgrade. The era was shit for guns. Just crap. Just absolute shite. And it diluted the Warzone gun pool.
Oh, yeah.
With the shit guns that were in that game.
Yeah. I mean, the experience of me playing Cold War, now, I would just like to say I never actually played the full release because I played the beta and was like, there is nothing redeemable from this beta. So I was like, I'm skipping this one. Gladly. And it was just horrible. Like, I liked, the only thing I did like about it was they were going back to the same sort of era, Cold War. But other than that, the guns were shit, movement was shit, the gameplay in general was shit. It just felt awful. Like, I didn't have fun playing it at any point during the beta. I know people say, you didn't play the fucking game, you only played the beta. That's enough. That's enough of that. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Right? I think this could be...
Oh, yeah, and it ruined zombies. The zombies was fucking shite.
Yeah, never played the zombies on this, I'm glad.
It was shite. There wasn't round-based or anything. It was just shit. But yeah, burn it.
Burn it with fire.
The bottom tier, whatever that is.
Whatever that is. I think it's horrible, yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Right next to Last of Us Part 2. Crusader Kings 3.
I have not played it.
I have not played it. So, I haven't played any of them. Any Crusader Kings fans? This next one, I could talk about for an entire episode. But
nice.
It's an amazing game.
Is it?
It's really good. Well, I know you played Witcher 3 for about 40 minutes or an hour.
I got up to the Griffin.
Yeah. But it's made by the same people. It's just, I just love everything about this game. The tone of it, the setting, which is in this like dystopian fucking kind of, it weirdly resembles like American cities, different parts of American cities into this like one map. Everything's really desolate apart from like the really corporate areas, which I don't know if you look at America right now.
Oof.
Yeah, it's pretty bang on. I love the amount of like technology that's in it. You can play so many different ways. You can be stealthy. You can do fucking like melee builds, just smacking people with baseball bats and shit. You can hack stuff. It's cool. It's just a really cool RPG. The music in it is fantastic. I mean, when I first started going to the gym, which I'm coming up for a year now since I went to the gym.
Nice, well done.
In April. I just started listening to the original soundtrack of Cyberpunk to get me pumping. Because there's a couple of tracks and it's like, okay, let's stick on Pure Dread.
Mate, I'm sorry, but you cannot talk about soundtracks when the next game is coming up.
Well, that is a good point, to be fair. That is a good point. But it's different. I'm not saying it's on the same level. I'm just saying it's different in terms of soundtrack. But yeah, everything's brilliant about the game. I would say this is the best testament I can give to the game. It came out in 2020, I think. Came out in 2020. It was probably one of the first games that I played on my Xbox Series X. I'm still playing it. I played it today. That's the best I can really give for it. So I would personally, we'll put it in masterpiece.
Yeah, I haven't played it since I loved you. I just saw it as like a futuristic GTA. Is that wrong?
I would say it's a very simple comparison. I mean, it has got similarities, but I'd say it's a more fleshed out experience than just GTA. I mean, GTA is normally like a very grounded story, whereas the storyline on this is just absolutely insane. basically, you have to steal like a chip with data on it. At this point in time in the game, in the world of the game, you can insert things into your neck, like have a data point in your neck. You also have cyberware. You can have like mantis fucking blades in your arms and shit. So it's a lot of stuff like that. Very futuristic. But the essential premise of the game is you've got to stop yourself from dying because the chip that you have to put into your neck is actually engrammed, I don't know what you fucking call it, programmed with a entirely different personality that starts to take over the player, and you've got to try and find a cure, but you can't just remove the chip because it kills you. And that's a very simple trope, but yeah. So essentially, you start the game off as the character called V, and then you have this incident where you get the chip, you have to put it in your neck to preserve it because you're trying to smuggle it and sell it on. And you then slowly start to turn in to the character that's played by Keanu Reeves, which is Johnny Silverhand. And you just have these really good back and forwards. Like, it's the conversations are mental because you have a conversation with yourself, but also someone else at the same time. So I like the story. A lot of people, some people don't like it. I liked it. So it's a lot more of a wacky story than GTA. But yeah, there are definitely similarities between it. So if you like GTA, on some level, I think you would like this game.
Nice.
But yeah. Let's have a look. What else is here? Oh, yeah, the next one's Doom, isn't it? Doom Eternal. I haven't actually played Doom Eternal.
It's great fun.
I mean, I played the reboot, 2016 reboot. But I think the main thing about the Doom games for me is the... Oh, I mean, we just covered it, but the music.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
I listen to Mick Gordon regularly. Mm. Not even just at the gym, like just driving around or just walking around. I just listen to Mick Gordon. So if anything goes down, I am ready to literally rip someone's face off.
Maybe a demon.
Yeah. But it's great fun. It's just fucking, it's just an immense game, isn't it? It's so fucking fun.
Yeah.
Haven't completed it, though.
Fast-paced fucking shooting left, right, and center.
Mentally fast-paced. Yeah. Like, if you watch, like, people that are shit out of the game play their game, it's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
The fucking the soundtrack is sick. The community around the game is quality. If you read the comments on the videos around that game, it's just so fucking funny.
Yeah, it's almost that's like part of the enjoyment of me going back to the Doom playlist is to see on each different track what the comments have been updated, like who's put another funny comment. That is a great place to be. That the comment section and the Doom track video.
Yeah.
What are you saying for this one then?
I would say this game's amazing.
Amazing.
I'd say the soundtrack is a masterpiece, but I'd say the game is amazing.
There you go.
Dibby 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 dib dib dib.
There's a lot of good games in that amazing one. What is this? Is this 7?
Final Fantasy VII Remake. So this came out in, I think, 2020 because I was going to get it to stream. That was when I was doing a lot of streaming. I am going to be coming back to stream, by the way. So I was going to buy it. And then I realized it's part one of, I think, three. So they're basically the original Final Fantasy VI, is it, or VII?
Seven.
They split it into three.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay. So they're doing it in three parts. All right. I'm still potentially on board. How long is it going to take for the three parts to come out? And, well, part two of this, I believe I'm correct, part two of this game came out in, I think, the last month. So they've taken one game, split it into three, and taken 4 years to make the second part of three parts of one game.
Yeah, it came out at the end of February
this year. So if I'd have bought this in 2020, when it'll just finish before the story is ended, obviously, I would have waited 4 years for part two.
That is insane. And
presumably 4 years for a fucking part three.
I don't know. Now, I would assume that they've made the game considerably different in that cycle period, because otherwise, you know, I know we've just been through the absolute shambles that was the Star Wars Battlefield fucking, or Battlefront, sorry, collection, where it didn't actually fucking work. But this, to have 4 years in between part one and part two of a remake of a Final Fantasy game, I mean, how different do you remember it being from the original? Did you not play the original?
No, I played the original. I didn't play this one.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you said you got part one.
No, I was sorry. I probably didn't finish my story. Sorry. I was thinking about getting it. I was about to order it. And I was like, oh, shit, it's not the full game. When does part two come out? And it's like, it won't be out for at least a year. And it literally got released a month ago. That's and insane. I'm talking like June 2020, I was looking at this game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would put you off buying it, though.
Yeah.
For me, personally.
No, I haven't played it. It's TLDR.
Well, there you go. The revive. I've got to be honest, I don't think I've played any Final Fantasy game. It's never really appealed to me. Hades, never played that.
No, me neither. I think I've heard good things
about it. Yeah, I've heard good things about it. A lot of people, like, I think it, I can't remember when it came out, but when it did come out, I know there was quite a bit of buzz about it, but I've not played it. Hearthstone.
Yeah, I picked this up. Well, I played it a lot when it first came out for quite a while. And then it just, this game is the victim of time. So you obviously have to buy cards to play the game. And right. as time goes on, they bring out new cards and cycle old ones out. So you have to constantly be buying packs to okay. be relevant in the game. So it just gets to a point where it's like, well, unless you're pumping fucking hundreds of pounds into this game, you know, in a year's time, you're not even going to be good at the game because you haven't got the cards for the meta. So,
yeah,
checked out.
Yeah, I played it very briefly. I think you were the
one. Oh, interesting. Sorry to interrupt. Lunzabo in the chat said, get Hearthstone in Masterpiece. It's way more free to play friendly now.
Okay.
Because it fucking wasn't.
Because I remember you used to play like a lot. You used to play
Yeah, I did,
bit.
Yeah.
I really
enjoyed it.
I played it very, very sparingly. Like, I think you kind of got me into it a little bit. And then I just never picked up it afterwards. I thought it was quite for a card game, I suppose. I thought it was quite engaging.
For me, playing World of Warcraft, knowing all the characters, that was cool. But
yeah, had I been more invested in the World of Warcraft world, I suppose I probably would have stuck with it a bit more.
Yeah.
Just because it's. I think you just get a better experience knowing what the fuck character you're bringing up. You know, I just remember seeing all these cards. Don't know that. Don't know that. Don't know that. What the fuck's this? But yeah, what would you say for this one?
So I'll give it the benefit of the doubt with the financial side. As a card game, I would say this is great.
Great.
I think it's a great card game. Simple enough, but addictive enough and enjoyable enough. It's just the pack situation for me.
The packs.
Now, full disclosure, I have not played any of these games.
You have not played? Five. Okay. Well, I haven't played Hitman 3, so we can get rid of that. I have played Avengers. That I ain't got anything good to say about it, though. Super Liminal. That's like a puzzle game, I think, but I've not played that. Yeah, I think that really fucks with the perspective of things. Like something looks like far away, but it's actually really close.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen this. Then I know the game you're on about.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what Super Liminal is. Now, the Avengers. What a pile of fucking soggy wank biscuit that was.
Oh, Jesus.
That's awful.
Really?
And I would say that I don't know what studio did the Guardians of the Galaxy game, but I cannot tell you how polar opposite the experiences of playing those two games was.
Really?
Avengers was shit. They tried really hard to make... Obviously, I see why they do this. But they tried really hard to make the Avengers in the game look exactly like the actors who played the Avengers in the films.
Right.
And they tried to get them to almost act the same, but they never actually had that charisma they do on screen in the game. It was always like just awkward and fucking weird. Also, the gameplay was just boring. Like, the gameplay loop was boring. They had loads of fucking microtransactions in it. And a lot of people just put it down and never picked it up again.
Yeah.
But counteract that with the Guardians of the Galaxy game, which did go for the same vibe that the films had, but pulled it off because the characters didn't look exactly the same, had the same sort of, you know, they didn't have like word for word the exactly the same dialogue, but had the same like sort character. Of banter. They had the same sort of banter and like played off each other quite well. Whereas they just didn't do that in the Avengers. So if you're going to play a game and you want to play as superheroes, I'd say the Guardians game is absolutely just heads and tails above fucking Avengers every day. I would put Avengers in, dare I say, horrible, maybe bad. Do I think it's as bad as... That's the question. I mean, you haven't played it, so this is totally up to me. I feel so much power.
That's it.
No, I'm going to put it in horrible. It's just not... It was not a good experience at all. And I wouldn't recommend anyone.
Ashton just said, if I'm right in thinking, you can no longer buy Avengers because they shut it down due to it being terrible.
I would not be surprised.
Jesus Christ.
I would not be surprised. Wasteland 3 is an interesting one. I haven't played it. That's the TLDR. But people keep telling me to play it because... It is kind of like reminiscent, same sort of feel as the original Fallout 1 and 2. The problem is for Fallout 1 and 2, now I'm going to probably hurt a lot of people's feelings who are in love with the originals. I haven't played them because I don't like the isometric top-down view. I don't like turn-based combat either. So... I don't think I'm going to play it. Just going to let people know. I've had people tell me you should play Wasteland, you should play the original Fallouts. I just don't think I can get on with it. I know that I'm missing a lot of good, you know, story and, you know, little Easter eggs that I would now kind of understand to a certain extent in the later games that harken back to the old ones. But yeah, it's a kind of post-apocalyptic survival game. But I think in Wasteland you've got like a team of people and you travel around in like these vehicles, go to different places, try and get supplies and that. But yeah, I'm probably not going to play it just because I don't like the isometric gameplay. But there's a lot of people who do. Henceforth, there being fucking three of the games. Yakuza? Yeah, I've never played a Yakuza game.
Yakuza 5's in there as well. Look.
Yeah, I think there must be another one there somewhere. I swear I saw another one. There was a lot of JRPGs on the list, so whoever made this or compiled this list loves JRPGs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going in not.
There we go, it's complete.
Jesus Christ, that is a view, isn't it? The amount of games we have not played collectively.
Isn't it?
What's the one with the most good and great? We've got a lot of games in them. Amazing. Interesting that Masterpiece, there's only two less games in Masterpiece than there is in Amazing.
Yeah, isn't it?
But there are some fucking good games in there.
Yeah.
Dan got his Street Fighter 2 in there. That's all right.
Yeah.
Let him have that one.
Yeah.
But we didn't play it. Another game that's coming out just in a day or two is Dragon's Dogma 2. That looks fucking sick.
All right, yeah. I haven't looked at that.
I might have to look at getting that.
But what's it on?
That's on PC, Xbox, and PS5.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, if you look at...
What's that, like Baldur's Gate type thing?
It's an RPG, but Baldur's Gate was like turn-based combat, wasn't it?
Dragons. Yeah.
Yeah, this Dragon's Dogma 2 is like a real-time combat. Cool. Which I much prefer. There's a lot of different classes you can choose. It seems interesting. It looks quite cool. I've watched a couple of reviews, so if you are into like the sort of medieval, I guess.
Yeah.
Setting.
I'd imagine there'd be dragons.
There is dragons. There is a dragon. Well, I'm guessing there's more than one dragon, but there is definitely at least one dragon in it. Because the story of the game, as far as I understand, is you have to reclaim your heart. This is a Capcom game, so it's a Japanese studio. You have to reclaim your heart from a dragon that stole it from you.
No.
I don't know how that came about, but obviously if you play it, you might have some context behind it. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. They released the character creator a few days ago because in the anticipation that the game got a lot of people interested in it, you could create your character in the game early and then have it in the game to start off with when it comes out.
Nice.
But yeah, so if you, I'm probably going to get it. Not going to lie.
It is a single player game.
It is.
Nice.
It is. But yeah, well, thanks everyone for joining us. Do you think Kate is alive? I know we've just gone from the tier list, which is now completed. We're going back to the Lizard Overlords. Allegedly, possibly, maybe. Do you think Kate's alive? Do you think it's all a crock of shit?
Maybe a dragon stole her heart.
There you go. Reptiles. I'd take it. Are dragons reptiles? Flying reptiles? Yeah. I don't know. Fuck it. They are now. They are now.
It's all true.
If you disagreed with any of the games in the tier list, I do apologise, but, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't down to you. But let us know down in the comments, you know, because obviously any more interaction will make the podcast grow, which is great. So if you don't agree with us, in this case, I'm happy for you to call me a twat. Get it down in the comments.
Devastating to end the pod.
Go on then.
At the start of this pod, the Reddit stock went live on Trading 212.
Right.
So I bought some.
Oh, God.
And it's down 12%. We'll see you next week.
There you go. We'll see you later.
That's it. Hemorrhaging.